The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm nervous to talk about this. We just talked about the Oura ring, or just, are there other rings? It says smart rings
are
going
yeah.
mainstream. Aura is the one, right?
There's three popular ones. It's Aura, Ultra Human, and Ring-Con.
But Aura is the one we all know.
Fitbit
right?
doesn't
Isn't
have
it?
A ring?
Who?
Fitbit? Yeah. Who do you think they would have?
He's just trying to get under my skin. I just
didn't Fitbit die a long time ago?
I know, he's doing the thing. It's just like, he's a hypocrite because he also loves Apple, but I'm such an Apple. I drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago. It's like, remember Microsoft put out the Zune and it's like, why even trying? The iPod is the thing.
I didn't even know what a Zune was.
I used to have a Zune.
Exactly. This is exactly what's wrong with you.
No, I won't go back.
And then I get the Apple Watch and he's like, oh, is it a Fitbit? He just does the thing.
I would think they would have branched out to rigs by now.
That's you a genuine Apple statement. Would have branched out
I would think
rings.
Apple would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'll probably buy Aura or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, these rings are now mainstream. Just like with the matching Christmas pajamas, I was the first person in the country with an Aura ring.
Oh.
It has been a long time.
I hate you.
I'm a trendsetter. So if you want to know what's coming next year, Seven Diamonds Shackets. That's what's coming next year. Everybody's going to be wearing one of these.
Wearing right now.
Seven Diamonds Shackets from my friends at Scheels.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, here's the thing.
So Erin just recently got an Aura ring.
Yeah.
And it looks huge on her. You have
it does.
Because she has.
I don't think it does.
Can I like try yours on?
Yes.
Like I just feel like your hands are so small, but this.
Her hands. Like.
But the ring
look
is
at
too
her
big
pinky
for
finger.
Me.
Look at her pinky finger. It's not a finger. I don't even know what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and your fingers don't look that large. I think your ring is too big for you.
No.
Are you sure you're getting a seal
like,
on
I'm
it?
I'm having to.
Oh.
Okay. Did you wear the fake one for a week?
No. I just went to Best Buy and they have them all lined up.
Well, when you buy from Aura, like they send you a packet of all the sizes of fake rings and then you wear it and you're like, because you like, what if you're like holding water weight that day and then like, oh, I think this is a size 13. Mine is because I have ginormous hands. Kiak, you want to wear one?
No, no, thank you. No, I wouldn't.
Dude, you are so anti-everything.
Yeah. I wouldn't put that on. No, never. Why?
What is your problem?
Because Erin just said, she's like, I was at my house, I was just hanging out, and then my ring told me, I'm really stressed. I was like, but it didn't.
No, it was tired.
But it didn't seem like, you didn't feel stressed.
No,
like,
so
you're letting your ring
I had
dictate.
The ring for like 2 days, and I have been trying to like listen to my body, and I remember that morning being like, I feel so swollen. My whole body feels gross.
Swollen?
Yes. Swollen. Like my whole body just felt... But not good swole. Okay. Bad. Like, bad. My blood is syrup swole.
Oh.
And I just thought, I've been eating pretty poorly. It's probably that. And then that night, my ring was like, hey, your temperature's up. Something's wrong.
And you don't want that?
She beat the ring to it. She already knew something was wrong.
But like, I thought it was just diet, not I had norovirus.
Did the ring tell you you had norovirus?
Well, no. My vomiting for 14 hours told me that.
Oh, and you only vomited because you were wearing... No, you wouldn't vomit either way. Oh, like, either way, you would do it. And like you said the same thing. You're like, I'm getting bad sleep. Like, you wake up and go, how did I sleep? Let me check my app. Instead of just, how do I feel?
No, because there's times
rested?
Where you wake up and you go like...
Let me listen to the birds. What a wonderful morning. Instead of like, give me my phone.
No,
how did I didn't sleep well?
God, he makes me so mad with this thing. Did he do the thus eyebrow or not?
I don't think
he
did the thus eyebrow.
Dude, there are times where... This is terrible because I'm going to get 12 steppers to come after me. But like, there are times where like, have like that third glass of wine and then you go to bed and you're like... And you like crash hard and you're like, oh my God. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, I crashed so hard. Why don't
but
I feel
I'm
great?
So
it's like
tired.
I feel like I slept great. And you look and you're like, you didn't though. You just crashed fast and it wasn't a real crash. And then you look at your sleep data and you're like, oh my God, my heart rate was elevated all night. Why? Because you were processing alcohol all night long. Mm. And it just kind of gives you a baseline of like, then you start to go, what if I don't drink for like 3 days? And you look and you're like, all of a sudden you're in the 90s. And you're like, oh my God. Like it can train you to make better decisions is all I'm saying. Like, because I've gone to bed and slept fast and thought that's good. And the ring goes, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's if you slept fast, when you wake up, how do you feel? How do you feel?
It tells you that's the readiness
score. I know,
score.
You guys don't even know. You guys don't. You need the ring.
But the other thing is, like, women who I know who've gotten it, and I'm not looking at you. I don't want an answer because I think I already have the answer. But women go like, I wonder if I'm getting my period. And then it goes, by the way, you're about to get your period.
It'll tell you you're pregnant before you're pregnant, you know.
For real.
Sorry, not
on
before
the,
you're
on the Reddit
it'll know
thread,
before, yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, do you,
because it
to
reads your temperature.
Oh, and, I don't know that from experience. I just want to make that very clear. But yeah, no. It knows your temperature and whether or not you should have ovulated, and maybe you did, but then nothing else is happening.
How can it tell you're ovulating from your finger?
Temperature.
Because of your temperature, yeah.
Oh. Our temperature rises.
It's a lot of data.
Sure, that is the scary thing. Because, like,
where does
who's
it, go?
It going to?
Yes. All your data, like, everything about you health wise is out there.
I've got a question about it.
Okay.
I asked, do you guys wear them lifting weights? Because I want to get one, but I don't want to take it off for my workouts. That seems silly.
Yeah. Well, you're not powerlifting.
And then I thought, well, I'm trying to lift heavier and heavier.
Okay.
So it could, yeah, it could injure the ring. Anyway.
Okay.
Then I thought about slacker lifting weights.
I don't see it either.
Does it make you guys a little uncomfortable?
Yeah, I only see him rucking. I don't see him lifting.
I can't imagine you lifting a heavy weight.
Are you joking me?
No.
What are you benching? Like, what are you doing as a... And
first
then I
off,
said, do you go to a gym? Like, I feel weird
you're
about...
You're setting me up to be a pretentious
no,
b-hole.
I just feel weird
I
about...
I have a gym, in air quotes, at my house.
Yeah, because it seems weird to watch you scan into like a Planet Fitness.
I would never... I don't like to go places to do things like that. I don't... I'd rather be fit at my house. Because I am a guy who, like, if I'm doing, like, flies, like, what I try to do
you
is you
grunt.
Try to break your muscles down. So you, like, do, like, a heavy weight, a decent weight for 12 reps. Wait 1 minute, then do a little less, or a little more, I'm sorry, for 10.
Yeah.
Then a little more for 8, then a little more for
so
6.
So you're a grunter.
Yeah, like, the
then
whatever the purple gym, they would hate me because I'm just like, come on!
Yeah.
Like, you got to try to get, you got to bang it out.
Yeah,
the last
yeah.
one, you do the heaviest you can for 6 and then immediately 12 at your first weight and your arms are just jello. But I got to scream.
It's not just you. I can't picture T-Hack in a gym.
Well, look at him.
No!
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in gyms.
And I just...
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. Now, I don't like this either. I'm set up to be a pretentious.
No, I know.
I played a very, very low division of college basketball. So I was on, like,
if
in the weight
room. If you listen to the show long enough, you know he claimed to be D1 for a while.
I would never claim that. That's, like, blasphemous to claim
I know.
That.
You had stolen valor. You
right. I would never. But so I was on actual, like, weight programs and stuff with a lot of grunters.
Okay. Yeah, so are you in or out on the ring?
Oh, I'm
it's
in.
All
I
about
just
your
wanted
weightlifting?
Us all to feel a little uncomfortable about you lifting weights.
I am going to shoot a video of me.
No.
Tomorrow morning.
No.
Grunting in my Borat singlet.
Oh, what?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.